for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Into the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. And Kirsch has done extremely well because he's just been onto it. He's had, I have to get the coach. And hang on. Wait, just hold that thought. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. He's finally got his man. He's Matt Kershaw.
Well, you were doing your players' awards and all that sort of stuff. And there was obviously a good feeling in the rooms after a pretty big win. Macca, half-time. What was the message at half-time? Because, let's be honest, it was a dour struggle for a half of football. Even as a spectacle watching the game, it was a sort of an arm wrestle for most of the first half. So what was the message at half-time?
Probably the key message was we asked our players to be a little bit more selfless, because it felt like, or it's probably sounded like in here, that there was a team of seagulls out on the ground screaming for the ball. So there was a lot of players out there that were asking for the ball in positions that they shouldn't have been getting it. So we just spoke about, being a little bit more team focused, taking the ball forward a little bit more and being a bit more aggressive with our ball movement. It felt like, for the first half, we're in control of the game. I think we had seven set shots at goal in the second quarter. One of them went out in the full and one was a goal, and obviously the other five we missed. So, it wasn't through lack of opportunity. It was probably just through inaccurate kicking that meant that, the game was as close as it was at the break, and then obviously they come back at us, very quickly in the start of the third quarter, kicked a couple of goals and got it back to 4 points, which, was credit to them and their good play.
Well, that was a bit of a segue to the next question. They did throw everything at you for 10 minutes, and it was really 33 minutes that quarter went for, or 34 minutes. So it was sort of like 10 minutes, and then you guys wrestled momentum back for 24 minutes. What was the area you thought that you got them back at after that 10-minute period?
Yeah, we probably were losing the stoppages at the beginning of that quarter, and then we started to get our hands back on it in the middle. We're a little bit cleaner with the ball moving forward, and we started to mark the ball in front of our bigger forwards that just come back to, using the ball a little bit more cleaner and a bit more of a hit-up focus. We're probably with the breeze a bit too focused to kick it long. Obviously, when you've got a 200-centimetre key forward, the temptation is to do that, and we started the second quarter exceptionally well with him taking a couple of clunks. Just didn't kick the goals that he should have. So, I don't know what it is. We seem to play better against the breeze than we do with it some weeks. Says a lot about our ball movement, and it's pretty swirly out there. So to mark a high ball was pretty difficult.
Sometimes it's mental, isn't it, that you have to work harder into the breeze, run it up and hit that, or make sure you've hit that target, and a bit more care with your ball and your ball movement, I guess.
Oh, there's no doubt we worked harder in that period of the game, and we got the good reward from it. I think we kicked 6 goals through that period. So it was the thing that set up the win and, put us in a good position into the last quarter with a good lead at the main break.
Macca, congratulations. You must have been really happy. I was really impressed by the evenness of the whole team. Like, there wasn't, you've obviously had a few goal kickers, but just across the board, when players had to stand up and do what they did it when they had to. That must, 5 weeks out from the finals, that must be a good thing to have.
Yeah, no, I think there wasn't a big gap between our best player and our youngest player, I suppose you'd say. But, it was a good contribution across the board. We had some players that had some purple patches that really dominated. Ned Harris there for a period of time really took the game by the scruff of the neck and really dominated. Mitch Diamond for a period of time done the same. But, then some of our younger players like Uriah Hollard there for a period of time looked really dangerous and, got to the fall of the ball, worked hard. But probably the pleasing thing for us today was our pressure. We really tackled well. We got rewarded exceptionally well. I'm not quite sure who the umpires were this week, but whoever they were, it's the best umpiring we've had for the season.
Yeah.
If the free was there to be paid, if the tackle was stuck properly, it was rewarded. So, it's one of those things when you're tackling well and you get rewarded, well, the encouragement's there to go and do it again. So, I think we've ended up laying another 80 tackles and we marked the ball really well also. We took a lot of marks around the ground. I think it was the third quarter we had 33 marks, which, meant we had good control of the game and we're using the ball well.
You will just say to Shane O'Brien that Lachie Waddell just had an okay game today. He was just okay.
Get
you out of the team.
Well, it's a tough one for Lachie. Like, he's definitely good enough to play VFL, but the Cats have got a lot of tools at the moment. And, he probably got a lot of games early because they had some tools that were unavailable. No different to Grovedale not having the availability of Ryan Abbott. And obviously over the last couple of weeks he's played GFL footy, which has obviously helped them improve and be the side that maybe they... they were last year with him in the side every week. So, yeah, those big guys make a big difference. Lockie's playing some good footy, gives us something to kick to. Equally as good in the ruck, you know, when he grabbed it out of the ruck there in the second quarter, I think it was. You know, it was a great goal that he kicked and, it took a couple of nice marks. He just probably didn't take his chances in front of goal. It should have been a day he kicked four or five, but it wasn't quite one of those days in these conditions.
Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. Talking to Newtown coach Damien McMahon. Here's Heath Jamieson on K-Rock Football.
Damien, Charlie Byrne off half back with his left boot.
Be careful.
Someone that's the first time I've seen him today. I thought his ball use was exquisite. I think every time he had the ball in his hand, he hit someone forward of the footy. So just tell us a little bit about him. You know, where's he come from? What's he do?
Yeah, he's an Albury player. He's come from the NAB comp. He's on the Cats list, hasn't played a game for them. Just a young 19-year-old. Yes, a very good kick, uses the ball well, really balanced on his left side, can pierce the ball pretty much wherever he wants it. You know, we've been encouraging him to kick the ball more. He still probably handballs a little bit more than we'd like. But, when he's got a bit of space and he can roll, he generally hits the target. And in the second quarter, that's the best he's played this year. Never missed the target and looked really dangerous. Drops off, read the play well. He's got really good leg speed, so he can make up some ground. And, you know, if he's in the forward line, he'd kick goals as well. But we like him running off half back at the moment and setting us up, and that's what he done exceptionally well most of the day.
Is he signed for next year? Because Jamo's very keen on him if he goes somewhere.
I've got a job. I'll be in this commentary box. There's no use sitting next to me here.
Nah, we'll be doing everything we can to keep Charlie in the red and black and hopefully see him play some games for the Cats as well. You know, he's sort of getting to that point where he's probably done enough now to warrant an opportunity at VFL level. We'd love to see him get that chance. That's really what he's hinge along for. Look, he's a talented player and he's getting better every week. He's played every game for us so far this season and, he's a guy. Give him a bit more space and on a better, drier deck, I think his game will go to another level.
I mean, at the start of the game, West started with seven defenders when they were kicking downhill. Did that surprise you?
It certainly did. Yeah, look, we would take it. I was a bit surprised by that because I thought it was probably a 4-5 goal breeze.
Yeah.
The temptation, we normally always man up that player, and maybe that was their tactic to try and get us to do that. But after probably 10 or 15 minutes of it staying that way, I suppose from my end, I was quite happy to have Braden Hocking free at the other end of the ground. It's one of those things as coaches, we try different tactics. Sometimes they work for you, sometimes they don't. But I suppose only kicking one goal in the first quarter with the breeze probably hurt them eventually. But both teams had trouble kicking goals with the breeze more so than they did against it.
Just a couple. Lockie Bond, is he at...
Played for the Cats today. Haven't looked at their score, how they went. But
They're a point up.
Well, it'll be massive for Bondi. It'd be nice to see him kick the winning goal. He was at Carlton on their list. He'd done the whole pre-season. He's been at Carlton for the last 2 years and didn't make their final squad. I remember talking to Shane O'Bree that I reckon you should give him a game, or not a game, but at least give him an opportunity to train with him. And to Shane's credit, he did give him that opportunity. He started the season really well with us, and I think his first three games he kicked five goals in each of them, and then got a game at VFL level. He's been great for us. Kicked three last week, and probably should have kicked five again. So he had a bit of an injury there for a period of time that set him back, but he's having a great season and certainly warrants an opportunity at VFL level. So we hope he does well.
Zach Walter.
Zach's got COVID, so that's why he missed. It's interesting at the moment. We're probably averaging two a week. We had one of our reserves coaches out this week, and also Zach. So he's been a bit stiff because he's been playing some really good footy. So in saying that, won't hurt a week off. He's had a pretty heavy block of games playing on the wing, and a week of no football won't hurt him in these conditions.
Jai Shan?
Jai was touch and go. We're going to play him today. We would have if the ground was a bit drier.
Yeah.
We think Jai will be back playing next week. And, it was very tempting to play him. It's a pretty soft deck out there. And coming off the injury he's had, it's a safer move not to play.
So good signs for Newtown with some tools in the tool shed still to come back into the side
exactly
after.
Right. Yeah. What do you do next week, St Albans at home? Do you rest a couple, or do you just what's the thought process early doors on that?
We'll just see how we get through here. Right now, it's always Uriah Hollard won't play because he'll be back playing in the Falcons side, so that'll be a spot there. Our captain will come back and take that spot. We'll just see what the week unfolds with. I've got 11 VFL players on our list, so on any given week at the moment, it's a wait to Thursday night, Friday afternoon sometimes, just to see where that unfolds. And most weeks we've got one or two coming in or out. So I think we had four changes today. We're averaging about five every week. We'll have an Oscar Murdoch available for us in a couple of weeks' time. So he's playing Vic Country tomorrow. That's the last Vic Country game until the grand final day, I think it is, when they play again. So the Falcons have got this really interesting draw where they play a week, they have a week off, they play a week. So
2 weeks off next after this weekend.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, so and then we've got another youngster, Oscar Riccardi, that we've sort of been toying with the idea of playing, and we thought he might have played for the Cats today, but if we had known he wasn't going to play for the Cats, we might have gave him a run. But he's another exciting young talent that we'd probably try and get a game into before the season's out as well.
He's been playing some very good football, let me tell you. The Falcons, he's a
talented young player.
He is indeed.
Well, well done today. Congratulations. It was really a hard-fought win in the end, and you did very well to win by 10 goals. It was an amazing second half, and good luck for the next couple of games. I'm sure we'll see you in the lead up to the finals. So well done. Well done again. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. And thanks. Well done without Kingy today.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.